Good morning. It's April 15th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a turn of events that has captured national attention, former President Donald Trump is gearing up for a criminal trial in Manhattan, a case that revolves around allegations of falsifying business records linked to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. This trial, set against the backdrop of Trump's vehement denunciations and the specter of his political future, promises to be anything but ordinary. The courtroom drama, expected to unfold over 6 to 8 weeks, will not only feature extensive security measures but also see key figures like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels taking the witness stand. These developments come as Trump unleashes a barrage of criticism against the prosecutor, the judge, and Cohen, whom he's targeted despite a gag order, testing its limits with his remarks on social media. At the heart of this legal battle is the accusation that Trump falsified business records to conceal hush money payments, a charge he vehemently denies, framing the trial as a communist show trial and portraying himself as a martyr to his base. Despite his assertions of a partisan witch hunt, polling indicates a majority of registered voters view the charges as serious, underscoring the gravity of the allegations. The implications of this trial extend far beyond the courtroom, potentially impacting Trump's aspirations for the 2024 presidential race. With the possibility of a conviction leading to up to 4 years in prison, the stakes could not be higher. As the trial progresses, it will undoubtedly be closely watched, not just for its immediate outcome, but for its broader political ramifications. In a novel approach to an age-old problem, New York City is considering a rat contraceptive to tackle its notorious rat population. This initiative, spearheaded by City Council member Sean Abreu, targets the reproductive capabilities of rats in subway stations and empty lots, aiming for a more humane method of control. The product at the heart of this proposal, ContraPest, is designed to impair ovarian function in female rats and reduce sperm production in males, addressing the issue at its source. This method represents a significant shift from traditional extermination techniques, which have relied on snap traps, poisons, and carbon monoxide gas, reflecting a growing interest in ethical and humane approaches to pest control. The push for more humane methods extends beyond the city council, with some New York lawmakers advocating for a statewide ban on glue traps. These traps, criticized for ensnaring not just rats but also other small animals, have come under fire from animal rights organizations and legislators alike. Mayor Eric Adams has also demonstrated his commitment to addressing the rat problem by appointing a rat czar, a move that underscores the city's dedication to finding effective solutions. Support for these humane methods comes from various quarters, including PETA and State Senator Jabari Brisport, highlighting a broader consensus on the need for ethical pest management strategies. However, experts caution that while these initiatives can manage the rat population, complete eradication is unlikely. This acknowledgement of the limits of control measures reflects a realistic approach to an enduring urban challenge, emphasizing the need for ongoing management rather than a one-time solution. In a remarkable show of unity, 12 of the United States' leading news organizations have stepped forward with a common plea to President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. They're calling for both to commit to the tradition of televised debates in the run-up to the 2024 election, underlining the debate's pivotal role in American democracy. Among those making the call are heavyweight networks and agencies including ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, PBS, NBC, NPR, and the Associated Press, all of whom have historically played significant roles in broadcasting these crucial democratic events. The joint statement issued by these organizations isn't just a routine call to action, it's a powerful reminder of the debate's importance in allowing voters to directly compare the visions and policies of those vying to lead the nation. This collective push emphasizes the necessity for both candidates to engage in the events planned by the Commission on Presidential Debates, a body that has long facilitated these national discussions. However, the path to these debates is fraught with contention. Trump's campaign has been vocal in its criticism of the Commission, demanding earlier debate dates and accusing the body of bias towards Biden. This adds a layer of complexity to the negotiations, with Trump also showing reluctance to debate fellow Republicans. On the other side, the Biden camp has yet to confirm their participation, tying their decision to Trump's behavior. This stance introduces a degree of uncertainty about whether voters will have the opportunity to see the candidates confront each other's policies head-on. This unified call from the nation's top news providers underscores the high stakes of the upcoming election. It highlights the critical need for an open, televised dialogue where the candidates can debate their visions for America's future directly before the electorate. The network's statement serves as a crucial reminder of the debate's role in a healthy democracy, urging both candidates to rise above partisan considerations and commit to this vital democratic process. A weekend gathering turned tragic on Chicago's South Side, leaving an 8-year-old girl dead and 10 others wounded in a gang-related shooting. This devastating event underscores the relentless grip of gun violence plaguing communities and the innocent lives caught in the crossfire. The incident unfolded during a family gathering, a moment meant for joy and connection, shattered by gunfire from a black sedan. Among the injured were two young boys, marking a grim reminder of how such violence indiscriminately affects the youngest members of the community. As of now, the perpetrators remain at large, with Chicago police diligently working to bring them to justice. The investigation is ongoing, reflecting the complexity and challenges law enforcement faces in addressing gang-related crimes. Deputy Chief Don Jerome spoke out against the violence, focusing on its tragic impact on children and condemning the actions of those responsible. His words echo a city's frustration and mourning, highlighting a critical and growing concern: the rising gun deaths among children and teenagers in the U.S. This alarming trend has positioned firearms as the leading cause of death in this demographic, a stark and harrowing reality. The community's response has been one of outrage and a renewed call for action to tackle the city's gun violence. This latest incident adds to the urgent dialogue on how to safeguard communities and protect the most vulnerable from such senseless acts. In an unprecedented move, former U.S. President Donald Trump has thrown his full support behind the individuals involved in the Capitol riot, casting them in a sympathetic light as victims of injustice. This bold stance is not just a footnote in his political narrative, but has become a cornerstone of his 2024 presidential campaign bid, with promises of pardons and a portrayal of the rioters as hostages. Trump's unwavering endorsement of the Capitol attackers has taken center stage in his campaign, signaling a dramatic shift in how this chapter of American history is being interpreted by some. By pledging to pardon those involved if he secures a victory in the upcoming election, Trump is not only challenging the prevailing narrative, but is also stoking the fires of a deeply polarized political landscape. This approach has provided President Joe Biden with a stark contrast to draw upon, using Trump's position to underscore the severity of the January 6th attack as a pivotal moment in the nation's history. The implications of Trump's rhetoric are far-reaching. Beyond the immediate political ramifications, there's a growing concern that such public backing for the Capitol rioters by a former president could lead to the normalization of political violence. Critics argue that this stance risks encouraging similar acts of unrest in the future, highlighting a dangerous precedent in American politics. As the country moves closer to the 2024 presidential election, the debate over the Capitol attack and its aftermath continues to evolve, with Trump's recent comments adding a new layer of complexity to an already contentious issue. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.